as I say, when war broke out, immediately we had mothers and babies from Manchester, which was, they were strange to the country. The billeting officers, there was three of them. There's the head gardener from the estate, and his wife lived in a nice house, probably got some amenities. Then there was a bachelor who's had a housekeeper in a two-bedroomed house with a bathroom, and the schoolmaster, he and his wife, and they had about, I don't know if it was about 70 to, there was two busload came anyway from the station of evacuees. They billeted him all round, and they say we'd only two up and two down, no amenities, you know, tin bath that you have to bring in front of the fire, and an outside toilet right down the yard. It's still in the same place, but of course it's modernised now. And they said we could manage one. And then I went with my mother and father the night they arrived, you know, late evening. All bedraggled and tired, wouldn't they be travelling, been travelling all day from early morning. Anyway, they all arrived in the village, and well, it was nearly like an auction. Oh, there's a nice little girl, I'll take her, or there's a nice strong boy, I'll take him to work on the farm, you know. And then they persuaded my mother and father to have Olive and Clive, and then she said, well, could you take my friend, and she was a girl the same age, and a little brother, Joan and Sydney. So mother was soft-hearted, and she took them, but I mean, the billeting officers were the ones with the best properties in the village. They didn't put any on their own.